is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I am April Richardson.
And I'm Kyle Dawson.
Wake up, Kyle. You're sleepy today.
I am.
What happened? Did you not go to
He's
sleep?
He's chilling.
No, I just, like, I don't know. We had a busy day. I don't know.
I like when you talk.
Okay, I'll talk more.
Be chatty. Not tonight, though.
Okay.
Next time. No, you always have, you have some good jokes. You throw out some zingers.
Yeah.
What have you been up to since the last time I saw you, April?
How am I supposed to answer this?
I know.
What's the date that this is happening?
I don't know when this is airing.
I've been doing big things.
Big things?
Big and exciting things.
Now, you got cast in Transformers 5.
I did.
Transfimers.
I wish.
Is that what it's called?
Make that happen.
Transfimers.
If Trump is president, that movie will happen.
Trump is president.
He'll make it an executive order to make Transfivers.
I will hold
he'll
this.
Make Michael,
I saw those big robot
He'll
things.
Give Michael Bay a cabinet position.
I want those robots.
Your director of explosions.
I want them to guard the wall.
They'll be huge.
My wife, Melania, will be an amazing first lady.
Oh, God.
Here's what she said. I saw an interview with her the other night. Anderson Cooper asked her if she would become first lady, what would she do? And she said, I would do stuff.
Hey,
I would do
she's
stuff.
Not wrong. She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
You can't
she's
call just, her on that. She's not wrong.
She didn't
I
wanna,
would do stuff.
She didn't want to pinpoint it.
I hate them so much.
The Trumps. Eric, Don Jr.
I would do stuff. I mean, that's like his campaign slogan, essentially.
I would
I'll just
do
stuff. Oh, I'm going to barf. We have to stop talking about them now.
I would do my daughter.
No.
I fuck her.
Nope.
Is that her name?
No.
Ivanka.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
Trump. Okay, that's our Trump rant.
All right, this is your topic idea.
It's my topic because I just you were coming out here to record one, and I'm like, you can't drive.
It's called Donald Trumpet Songs.
Yay!
You can't drive 5 hours to my house and then only record.
That's right.
One.
Go on a road trip.
Yeah, I got to keep you out here and do two. So this is just one. I just threw this together quickly. I said, how about want versus need? And we'll play. It's not a competition. It's not a fight. It's not like Batman v Superman.
Right.
It's just songs that we like that have the word want or need in them.
Yeah.
That's it. How many do you have? How many is in your playlist?
I have 23.
23?
But there's several in here I know you got.
All right.
I'm pretty sure you'd got.
You're a Batman person.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to Batfleck?
I mean, I'm going to see it. Of course I'm going to see it opening night, but I'm not super hyped on it.
No.
I'm kind of not.
Nope.
The Batman parts look cool, but
But I don't give a care about Superman.
Yeah.
I don't like Batfleck.
Oh, really? See, I like
I don't. Batfleck.
Do you like Ben Affleck?
Nope.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Why not?
There's just something about him I don't like.
And so, Argo? Like, you don't like Argo?
Argo's okay. Like, some of the, in, like, the town's okay. I just, the scenes where he's Bruce Wayne, I'm like, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm, of course, I'm going to see it opening night, like, doy.
Yeah. I don't have, I do not have high hopes, but I will see it.
I don't either. I have very low expectations.
Hopefully Wonder Woman.
Whereas for all the Nolan ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they lived up to it.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
But I had insane expectations.
Yeah. Hopefully,
this I don't.
Hopefully Wonder Woman and Aquaman will kick some ass. Get behind them.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm serious. Did I tell you I saw Kanye West was at my gym?
No.
Yeah.
You go to the gym?
I am going to.
Come on, you handed me that on a silver platter.
Do you go to like a super
you handed
fancy
me saying
gym?
The no. Most unbelievable part of that story is you were at the gym.
I know he owes $53 million.
I go to
in debt.
I go to Wait. I just go to LA Fitness right here. It's right here in Canoga.
Hold on.
What?
Kanye West was seriously there.
By himself. He was with another guy who was not a bodyguard. He was just like, he looked like he was a basketball player.
But like, were people around him like staring at him, taking pictures and stuff?
I was going in and you know how they take your little key card and they, you know.
Right.
And he was leaving and he was sweaty and he didn't have a hoodie on. He didn't have sunglasses. He didn't have a baseball hat. It was dead on. That's 100%. That's Kanye West.
Right. But it's like, he doesn't have a gym in his house.
That's what I thought.
He's $53 million in debt.
Yeah, but I would assume some of that debt went to gym building equipment. A gym. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they they don't have the bars I like.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, don't you have a full gym at your place?
At your own house. Yeah, that's pretty
funny.
If you live
with Kim Kardashian, when you wouldn't get out of the house.
You ain't got a Bowflex? I mean, come on, Kanye.
The Nordic track was broken this morning.
Kim's on the Nordic track.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're going to have to go to the gym, Kanye. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I got Nordic track time. So, yeah, it was wild.
That is crazy.
Unbelievable.
For sure.
And, there was no fanfare. No one was chasing him or anything. No one was, TMZ wasn't there.
Everybody was just blasting their delts. Yeah.
And so, I don't know if that's a one-time thing or if I'll see him there again.
I mean, maybe he's on the trial membership.
Yeah.
Maybe
I want to check it out
if he
before
wants
I
to commit.
You know, maybe he was just there for his.
He got his eye on a bargain.
he had a trainer there telling him, he's just telling him what he wants to work on.
That's right.
Maybe they were just sitting in the sauna.
He seems like a guy who wouldn't even let a trainer tell him what to do. Yeah.
So anyway, that was, I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's big. That's a big sighting.
I like Kanye. I think that's rad.
Yeah. I'll tell him if I see him.
Please do.
If I
when he's flexing for you.
If he's in the middle of a set and I'll go, okay, you mind if I jump in?
Yeah. Spot him.
So did I even say what this topic was?
No.
I didn't. This is, did I?
I think you did.
Want versus need. Yeah, because I said Batman v Superman.
Oh.
And then we got
but I think
off
you said that.
That
before you said a topic.
Want versus need.
Yes.
Songs with want or need that we like.
Want versus need, : Dawn of Justice.
Yes. Want v need.
So stupid. You go first because you have a lot of songs. You have a lot of things to say. Women like to talk.
Amazing.
Women and their opinions.
Okay, well, I'm going to kick it off then with a song that covers all ground by Elvis Presley, because the song is called I Want You, I Need You, I Love You.
All right. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no, that's just that came out.
Let me know where I stand from the start. I want you, I need you, I love you with all my heart. Every time that you're near, all my cares disappear. Darling, you're all that I'm.
Do you think they stayed in the studio back then? Do you think they just did like one or two takes?
And I think
we
so.
Got it? I think they did.
I don't
too.
Think it was as long now
no,
as it
like,
is now.
Yeah,
I think it was more live, more just like rock it out, get it on wax.
Yeah, I don't think they were. Yeah, and the bands played live in the studio. I assume. I don't think it was like we're gonna lay down a drum.
No. I think it was all live. Because again, this is before like experimentation, really, and technology.
Yeah.
I mean, where it was just like guitar, bass, drums,
yeah.
singing. So there wasn't a lot you could do with that.
No. Because that really sounds just live in the studio. We'll run through it a couple times and then we'll take the best one.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one. I still remember, I've said this so many times, sorry, forgive me, people that have heard this, but I remember watching a documentary on Aerosmith's Pump,
uh-huh.
the making of Pump.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Steven Tyler was just singing like one line at a time.
They still couldn't get it right.
I'm like, what? You don't just sing the whole
right.
song? And
right.
then they would, one more time, Steven. Could you take it from, whatever, Elevator?
God. So that album took like 8 years to make?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know how long it took to make it, but he was like, Jack is in the elevator.
Right.
Lingerie, second floor. Okay, that's a good one. We got that one. I'm like, what?
God, that's so, yeah, that's annoying.
This is a rockin' piece to Michael Hutchence.
This is exactly what I thought you were going to play.
This is In Excess.
Which one?
What You Need.
See, I was either going to play that or Need You Tonight. I thought you were going to bring either one of them.
I know. I like this
I
one.
I called it.
This one rocks a little bit more.
You need, ooh, that's why
right I before do, that sax comes yeah, in. God, I love NXS.
Yeah, I do feel, I always feel bad when I hear NXS because they would still be doing it, right?
I think
now.
They would still be crushing it. That guy, definitely. Hutchins seemed like he'd be hot well into old age, yeah, too, yeah, yeah, for sure.
And even when I see them, you know, in an interview or what, they still all look, they just look a little bit like an older version of right. how they look. No one looks terrible.
I think he would still be pretty for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he'd definitely be, yeah, so that stinks.
All right. Here's what I got, a few obvious ones. Again, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm about to rip one out from under you when I played George Michael.
Nope.
You, I Want Your Sex was not on your list.
Not on my list, no.
Wow. All right, I was wrong on that. What's on mine? This is the album version, so drop it a few minutes in because it's like the crazy one and two, parts one and two thing. How is this not on your list?
A lot of songs to choose from.
Yeah, man.
Is that a good pickup line?
Such a jam. It depends on what you look like. If you look like George Michael in the Faith video, yeah, it is.
He only looked like that for a short time, though.
That is true. Then, although now he doesn't look like terrible. Well, now, after that, when he went in on his like disco, like he looked good. He just had like super dark painted on yeah. facial hair.
That's why
he stays
in the bathroom. You see and him the, from like, the knee Caesar down. Cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Faith video look is iconic.
Oh, it's so hot.
Yeah. I mean, even dudes were like, whoa.
Yeah.
That guy's looking pretty cool.
I mean, especially dudes were like, whoa. You know what I mean? All right.
I'm going to go so far down the puss meter right now.
It's what exactly does the puss meter measure?
This measures pussy songs.
Okay.
Leo Sayre.
Oh, yeah, totally.
From Endless Flight.
Yes.
This is When I Need You.
When I need you. I love this song.
I do too. When I need you, I just close my eyes and I'm
with you. And all that I saw. You meant the puss meter, like you'll get puss if you play this.
What did you think I meant? This was a ninth grade slow dancing song. This came out when I was in sixth grade, but they were still playing it ninth grade. Again, I have to reference a Matt Belknap line that he said once. He said, slow dancing in high school and stuff, why don't you just go up to the girl and go, do you mind if I rub my boner into your leg for 4 minutes?
Could you get that close? In my day, which is weird because you guys are older than me, but like yeah. you couldn't, or we didn't really get that close. It was the kind where it was like outstretched arms.
Oh, no. We
because everybody was like too embarrassed to get super close, kind of.
Yeah, no, we were close.
Wow. Kind of jealous. Not that I ever danced with a single dude at any school dance until like prom.
What does that mean, a single dude?
I never danced. No dude ever asked me to dance. Yeah. Ever, ever,
by
ever,
that you
ever,
meant
ever,
you
ever,
only
ever,
danced
ever.
With people I were taken.
Married dudes in Adrian.
I find this story to be like when Elle McPherson says, I was not pretty.
Oh my God, are you? School. I was the ugliest kid. But I was cool with it. I wasn't like, I mean, whatever. I've had the cards I was dealt and was fine with it. But no, dudes are not into me.
I don't believe that.
In like eighth grade? How can you not believe that? Take how I talk and everything now and put it into like glasses, braces, you know, wearing like Doc Martin. I was a dude. I was like more of a dude than I am today. And I was gross. Like I just was super gross, had jacked up teeth.
Do you have braces?
Yeah, I had braces for like 5 years. Right. My teeth were jacked.
Well, they're very nice now.
Well, that's the result of 5 years of braces. Dateless braces wearing.
Do you still have to wear a retainer?
I don't. I didn't. That's why my bottom teeth are crooked, because I didn't wear it that much when I got my braces off. But all right. What did you just play, Leo Sayer?
Yeah. So what's Elle McPherson going to play?
Don't call. That's an insult to. Oh, I'm sorry, Elle McPherson. I apologize. I'm going to play Idlewild.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what this is.
This is a song. You can play this from the beginning. This is a song called I Never Wanted. Is Wanted okay?
I'm going to let you go. I'm gonna let it slide this one time.
myself to be on my own, but I didn't expect to be alone. Did you create yourself to be on your own? These are the reasons things should be unknown. The days won't let you know.
Yeah.
Idlewild are so good.
So, Kyle, flip my next two. I don't want to play. I want to play the. I want to play the Duran Duran song next.
Okay.
So this is Duran Duran. This is from 2011.
Okay.
This is a title track from their album All You Need Is Now. I love this song.
Lose your head. Lose control. You're coming delicate.
That's good.
That's a jam.
Duran Duran. That's a good album.
That's All a jam for sure. All right. Well, I'm going to follow that up with something that's not too dissimilar from Devo. And this is a song called Girl You Want.
Oh, that was my song.
What? That was on your list?
Last one on my list.
That one and not I Want Your Sex?
Girl You Want was on my list.
I thought I knew you.
It's just the girl. It's just the girl. The girl you want.
This song rules.
I'm going to have to play your version. Cause
you're going to have to play mine?
This is not fun.
That's weird.
That's weird.
She sings on somewhere you can't see. She sits in the top of a greenhouse tree. She's got an aroma of undefined love. It drips on down in a mist from above. She's just a girl. She's just a girl. The girl you want. She's just a girl. She's just a girl. The girl you want.
Making me want to see Devo
I know.
Live.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that's what do you think of that song, Kyle?
I can't believe
that's
that.
Right. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So that's see, I got other things that I think are on your list, and now I don't. Now that just you threw a wrench in the works. I thought I could predict this, and I can't.
The girl you want. Now, my next song is from a member of Fleetwood Mac. It's not the successful solo artist Stevie Nicks, it's Lindsey Buckingham. God bless you.
Thank you.
Lindsey Buckingham's solo albums are an acquired taste because for as much as I love his songs with Fleetwood Mac, his solo albums are totally different from, they don't sound like Fleetwood Mac right. at all.
And he shreds super hard on them. Doesn't he? Except for like Holiday Road or whatever.
Yeah, but he's more experimental in his solo career. So this is from the album Go Insane, and this song is called I Want You.
I have for so long. Was I right? Was I wrong? I want you. I guess I had to prove. I want you. I was someone hard to lose.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy. Doesn't sound like Fleetwood Mac.
But if you... I don't want to talk over your jam. It's just you go,
it's
you're
okay.
Like, I can't listen to Sparks, but you can listen to this. This sounds like a Sparks song.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know who told you to turn that down, Kyle.
Sorry. I talked over it.
Please turn it down.
I gave the wrong idea.
My ears told me to turn it down.
I gave you the wrong idea. That could be a Sparks song.
Yeah.
Without the beginning weird part, but the rest of it could totally be a Sparks song.
Yeah. So I like his solo stuff, but it's not as, I don't think it's as accessible
sure.
as other stuff. Hello.
All right. What am I going to play after that?
Sparks.
I don't have a Sparks song on this one.
Oh boy.
I'm going to play Aaliyah. We Need a Resolution. Maybe one of the greatest songs of all time in space.
All right. Let's find out if that's true.
It is true.
Don't Let's resolve. We can solve. What's the cause? It's official. You got issues. I got issues. But I know I miss you. Yeah. Who should be hurt? Who should be blamed?
Am I supposed to change?
Who should be hurt? Who should be shamed?
Am I supposed to change? Are you supposed to change?
Who should be hurt?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Legit one of my favorite songs of all time.
No, Ali is not with us any longer.
No.
Rock in peace.
Ali. Rock in peace for sure.
What, how
she
did
died
she
a
die?
Long time ago plane in a crash. Plane crash.
But plane crash.
I feel like I was in high school or something when she died. No, was it that long ago?
I think it was. She was in...
2001.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, that's 15 years ago.
She was super young.
And just for clarification, she didn't die in the plane crashes of 2001. She died in a plane crash.
In a plane crash.
Yeah.
Plane clarash.
Clarash.
She died in a plane clarash. I might be having a stroke tonight. Let's go with a song comedian Jeff Tate will love. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and this is I Need to Know.
Is this a 10 out of 10?
It's a Tate out of Tate. It actually really is a 10 out of 10. I feel safe in this room, surrounded by music.
All your jams.
Yeah, my music books and my CDs, and there's some vinyl next to you, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm still trying to guess what's going to be on your list.
I don't feel safe anymore. April's talking.
I'm gonna. Should I try to play one that's on your list or one that I know that's not on your list?
Play. I don't. The rest of the songs, I don't think I have anything that you're gonna have. I really don't.
Yeah, so
don't have Huey Lewis in the News. I want a new drug.
I do not.
Drop the needle on that shit.
Do, do, do. Mic technique.
Yes.
You've seen Huey Lewis in concert.
Oh, yes.
Huey Lewis doesn't strike me as someone who would do drugs.
I don't know if he does. I mean, does he?
He might have smoked some.
He smokes weed. A friend of mine was talking about how he did smoke weed with him once, and I was like, I've never been more jealous of. I don't want to smoke weed, but like the fact that you got to hang out with him, I was like, I'm so jealous.
It's like Huey Lewis would come in and say, hey, quit smoking weed. Like, that's what he looks like he would
do.
Do
you think he looks like a narc?
He looks just like a dad.
I strongly disagree with you.
He does look like a narc. Huey Lewis is a narc.
Y'all are tripping. He's cool as shit. He's super cool. He's not a narc.
I think that
he's a party guy.
They smoked weed and then they had a sword fight and that guy went down.
Oh, of course, with his giant dong. Of course.
Isn't
he's got BDC. He's got big dick confidence. He doesn't need a narc on anybody. That's a fact.
I saw him on the Picture This tour. They opened for Loverboy at the Johnstown War Memorial. And
that's
man,
a weird mismatch. Like, yes, they probably blew Loverboy away.
That were a very hard act to follow.
Yeah.
Loverboy was touring with the Get Lucky album, which is their biggest album. So
right.
They had they had hits to back up the show. And I didn't even know who Huey Lewis was at that point. And they came out and from the jump, they were like,
it.
Boom. I was like, oh, I'm going to go find their album tomorrow.
I love that.
Yeah, it was great.
I love it. So yeah, I can't believe that wasn't on your list.
It was not. It was
okay.
Not. But this song is. Now this song it's a power ballad.
Okay.
Made famous by the band Foreigner. We're not going to hear Foreigner's version. This is I Want to Know What Love Is. And let's just play it and see if April knows who's singing this.
I gotta take a little time. A little time to think things over.
I already told you I hate games.
This is Stacey Jacks.
I better read between the lines.
Better known as Tom Cruise.
This is Tom Cruise.
Yes.
It's from that movie.
Yeah, from Rock of Ages. Now it's going to duet it here with... What's her name? Malin... How do you say
it? Malin
Ackerman. That was Cruise there. I'm sure he sang that one word at a time.
Oh, for sure.
And she can sing.
This is both of them, their real voices.
Yeah, I guess so. Obviously, overpowering him.
I want you to show me.
Yeah, I actually knew about this because Hardwick tells a story about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was Stacey Jacks.
He was Stacey Jacks. Did he originate the role of Stacey Jacks, Hardwick?
I don't know.
I didn't know Chris could sing.
He has an amazing voice. Like, to where I get mad at him because I'm like, put out more comedy record. Yeah. Like, his voice is
unbelievable.
Because
Hard and Firm. So, yeah, they sang.
Yeah.
Which I was like, which I know is not a viable option. We were hanging out, like, we were driving to some shows and, like, you know, he's singing along to stuff. Like, I'm not saying that because my friend, like, his voice is unbelievably
powerful.
He was in
Rock of Ages, so
it's amazing. And I was like, dude, you gotta do some singing stuff. I was like, just put out, like, a legit album. And he was like, do you know how much I would get made fun of? Like, who am I, Chris Gaines? Like, I would put out, like, a serious album. But I was like, you can't waste your singing voice. Like, do something with it.
I know, because people that can't sing are like...
I'm so jealous!
Yeah, I would be singing all day.
Constantly!
Well, I sing anyway, and I can't sing.
I do too,
sing,
and I'm terrible. Yeah. People, I'm totally with you.
I guess people that can really sing...
Take it for granted.
Yeah, jerks.
Chris Hardwick, you jerk. Yeah, I'm like, seriously, please do me a favor and put out an album. Like, just a straight-up music album. And he's like, yeah, that's never happening.
What if for Christmas he just recorded like three songs and just for you?
I would straight up listen to that all the time. His voice is delightful.
What's the last song you heard Chris Hardwick sing in the car? Like, what did he sing?
I don't remember. I mean, like, we hang out a lot, so a lot of stuff, but probably on that trip, we were listening to Depeche Mode like all day. One day when we were driving between like Dallas and Austin or something. And so that might have been it. But I mean, like, you know, we just like jam all the time.
And then when
we were driving somewhere and listened to NXS the whole time.
Oh,
he was singing along. But he sounds good singing along to anything.
And then when you join in, does he pull over and say,
he's like,
get out.
Take it down a
notch.
He's like,
hey, could you never record a singing album?
I'll do it if you do the opposite, which is never sing ever again. I mean, I can't stress it. I don't even mean like, oh, he's a good voice for a comedian. Like,
hysterical.
He could be like a legit rock star.
That is hysterical.
Wait, what did you just play?
I played...
played T. Cruz.
Tom Cruise. Yes, I played T. Cruz.
T. Cruz.
Ted Cruz?
Yep, I played some Ted Cruz.
See, okay.
That's what I'm afraid of, that people are going to vote for Ted Cruz. They're going to think he's Tom Cruise.
Right. It is... That is a problem.
Yeah.
They do look so much alike.
They both have black hair.
That's true.
I think
I voted for Donald Duck.
Whoops. That guy doesn't even wear pants.
I voted for one of the Mario brothers.
He can't get sworn in. All right, see, I don't know if I want to continue playing this game of guessing what you have on your list or if I should just, like, give it up.
I'm telling you, there's nothing on my list that you have.
All right.
I'm looking at both, and I can
this
confirm.
This is so obvious. You don't have the Human League.
I don't.
Don't
you
want me?
I don't. But, I mean, when I was going through my list,
that
was there.
Play it.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you.
I can't believe how great this song still sounds.
I mean, perfect.
I shook you up until you.
You've seen them in concert, correct?
I flew all the way to England to see them.
Okay, that's extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's been a karaoke staple of mine for a while. I can sing the girl part of that okay. Because it's not that, I mean, it's not like the range is insane.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
All right.
I'm excited for the Human League with Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That's funny. My next song is by a band called Utopia.
Okay.
This is Kyle. Is it sitting over there? I just got this for my birthday. It should be a big, thick box set CDs right down there. That right there. That's the Todd Rundgren box set. There's like 13 discs. So Utopia is Todd Rundgren's band. Like, he would record a solo album, then he'd do a Utopia album.
Okay.
So this is from an album in 1980 called Deface the Music. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to record a whole album of faux Beatles songs. Like songs that sounded like the Beatles.
Okay.
So this is a song called I Just Want to Touch You.
All right.
There's a flame in the back of my mind, and it's burning for you all the time. 'Cause I just want to touch you. Do you want to touch me too?
I love it. I love it.
The whole album is this kind of thing. Yeah, it's a fun album.
That's fantastic. The music. Okay, well, I'm gonna play something I know is absolutely not on your list.
All right,
I've already confirmed. Yeah, nothing. How else many times is on
this would never would have been on your list.
None of them. The rest of my songs are
Morrissey,
you're not gonna have.
And it's the song called "All You Need Is Me."
Is this the song "I Want Meat"? I want a meat sandwich. I need to have meat. Are you still vegan? Vegetarian?
Yes.
Still do vegan or vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
You eat eggs?
I haven't eaten an egg since I was 8, but that's because I think they're disgusting.
Tuna fish?
I eat cheese and milk.
Right. No, but, no, like.
But no meat.
No meat. No tuna fish.
Mm-mm. You're really harping on this tuna fish
thing. I'm gonna be one of these people. You don't eat meat. What, chicken?
There's one always of these that. People. You mean my parents?
Yeah, there's people.
Yeah.
Oh,
no meat.
April, why are you doing
that? Can you
that?
Eat pasta? That's that kind
yeah,
of question.
Yeah, where it's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, my parents.
With meat sauce?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How are you feeling about that? How's your body processing?
I feel
this?
Great.
Do you have more pep in your step since you've stopped doing this?
I mean, I guess. I don't notice. I mean, because I still eat tons of sugar. It's not like I eat healthy. The lead now okay. that I just don't eat meat. I still
eat meat. I still eat Twinkies.
Yeah, man.
All day.
I still eat like a rich 12-year-old.
Kit Kats.
Yeah, candy all day long.
What's your favorite candy bar while we're talking about it?
Well, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I mean, do those count?
I don't know if that's a candy bar.
That counts.
It's candy.
I do like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, though, too. What about you, Kyle? What's your favorite?
Those are my favorite. I like the Reese's Sticks.
Oh, I love Reese's Sticks.
Those are great.
They're hard to find.
Easter's coming up. The egg-shaped ones.
Those
delicious.
Are great. I also like the Butterfinger egg shapes and the bells they have at Christmas.
Yeah, there's something about the shape. Like, there's a different like peanut butter to chocolate ratio in the egg shape that I'm feeling. It's
is
good.
It? I think it's more. Is it more equal? Or is there more peanut butter? Is there more peanut butter?
I feel like
in the
there's
peanut
more
butter
peanut butter. Yeah. I don't know. It tastes different and good, but I mean, I'll take it in any shape.
Okay, what's your second favorite?
Necco wafer.
No.
Oh my
that's
God.
Disgusting.
Give that chalk.
Circus peanuts.
Eating chalk.
Circus peanuts.
I just take I take a stick of sidewalk chalk and I just say, can I have this on a number
just put
three,
food
please?
Coloring on it.
The,
yeah, totally.
At the deli. And then
I don't know. I mean, like, I like Necco anything. Wafer. There's not a candy I don't. Okay, if you want like legit candy bars, my favorite is probably Take Five. The ones that got pretzels in them.
They changed the packaging. I saw at the thing.
They're
it's
not
no
red
longer
anymore?
Red. It's like black with
they're
a lime
back.
Green.
Oh, those are amazing.
They were never gone.
Those are amazing.
They're back, new and improved, new packaging.
But anything.
There's a Take Six now. There's jelly beans in it.
What? Don't toy with my emotions.
What if they just kept adding an ingredient?
Take 12.
Take 12.
Yeah. Those are good. And, I mean, anything. Anything.
All right.
Starburst.
Well, look, we agree on this Reese's peanut butter cup. I love them.
All right. Then why are you trying to start a fight?
I love them.
Trump likes 100 grand.
Yeah, of course.
He just eats 100 grand.
That's it.
Go ahead, play this Morrissey song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this isn't mopey. This is rocking.
He's multifaceted.
All you need is me. There's so much destruction. All
Does that make it into the set list?
Yeah, for sure. Recent ones, yeah, it's a recent song.
That's a pretty rockin' song.
He has a lot of rockin' songs.
I have an impression of Morrissey, and that wasn't it.
Well, don't be prejudiced.
I'm not. I'm a breedist. There are breeds of dogs I don't like, for sure.
He for sure has rockin' songs, for sure.
Yeah, all right. Well, that was one of them.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yes.
Let's go. Now, this song you might have on your list. This might be the only one you might have on your
list. I'm telling you, I looked at both of the lists. No one has any.
Oh, okay. I'm still surprised by that, but go ahead.
This one might be on your list.
Okay.
This is Queen. I played Queen the last time you were here.
Right.
I love this song. I love the video, too. I Want to Break Free.
I want to break free.
Every time I hear his voice, I can't believe how great his voice is.
So great. I just watched Live Aid the other day. Like, rewatched it.
They're the best at Live Aid.
So great.
How many people were at Live Aid? 80 million? Is that how many was in the audience? And he had 80 million people clap their hands in unison.
80 million?
There's 80 million people there.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than exaggerated numbers. Like, that always makes me laugh so hard. My ex, Aaron, who's, like, so amazing and funny, he has this joke that I totally steal where I would be like, oh, those are cool jeans. Are those new? And he'd be like, thanks, they cost $20,000.
That is funny.
Say anything you said like that with a straight face, he would be like, this shirt would cost me $5,000. And it always makes me laugh.
I want to ask another candy question real quick. And
okay.
It's a number question too.
Sure.
How many full-size Reese's peanut butter cups could you eat?
Oh my God, in one sitting? Like
you've gotten the four pack.
That's, of course.
That's a no-brainer.
Oh, I'll house a four pack, no problem. But like, I don't know. Until I get sick.
And do you put the, what about you? Do you take a bite of it or do you put the whole cup in your mouth?
I try to do two bites.
Yeah, I do like the two bites.
I try to savor it.
But you have put the whole thing in your mouth.
For sure.
Yeah, but I kind of have a small mouth. So that kind of like, and right. You know, I've choked a bunch of times. So yeah. I try and.
A bunch.
Yeah, like right. Three or four times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you for safety's sake. You I like should try to
the
savor
mini.
It.
You should try the mini ones then.
Mini ones are
like,
good too.
I don't like dealing with the tinfoil.
Yeah,
oh, that's
but you know what? Now they have them unwrapped. They have like mini minis because I've gone to town on a bag of those.
I don't like
where
the
you
mini
do like
minis.
A handful of them. Why
See,
not?
You're talking about the peanut butter ratio. I don't. I think it's, that it's off.
It's off on those. Yeah, like I don't mind it.
Same thing like a Snickers. If you get a mini,
right?
Great. If you get a fun size or a regular Snickers, too much nougat.
Right. I don't know. I'm a nougat fan.
I like to take two peanut butter cups and then spread peanut butter
on top
of one, and then put it together like a sandwich.
Ooh, like a.
I've never done that.
Why not? You just, that's amazing.
I like to take a peanut butter
like
cup, hollow it out, take the peanut butter out, put an Oreo in there, put the peanut butter back on top.
Y'all are blowing minds.
I put broccoli in there so it's a little bit healthy.
Y'all are joking, but like, I will go home and do this.
Pull out like a scalpel and cut open a
peanut butter, do some peanut butter surgery.
God, I want a peanut butter cup so bad.
I do too.
You know,
don't you have any?
No, you know what we have in the freezer downstairs? We have some Trader Joe's mini peanut butter cups.
That's good. Bullshit.
Do you like your Reese's in the refrigerator though? When it's a little cold?
I like them both. Sometimes I like them straight up melty. Sometimes I like them frozen.
Straight up melty. That was my when I first started.
The problem
comedy,
is when I
that
put
was
it,
my stage name. Straight up melty.
Straight up melty.
The problem is when I put it in the freezer, that I always forget it's in there.
Yeah, that's not a problem. It is a problem. And then the day you open the freezer and you're like, oh,
yeah,
like the then true. It's an amazing surprise because that's happened to me for sure. Yeah.
Boy, I love Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, God, they're so delicious.
Let's run down to the liquor store.
Go
liquor.
Go wake up Rita.
Have her run down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Rita's not asleep.
What are kids for but to do chores constantly?
And they love candy.
Yeah. Pay her in candy.
Oh, she would love that. She's the sweet tooth. She's the one we have to keep an eye on. So she doesn't get the
debt. Do you keep? I feel like my parents didn't.
I think nowadays
it's different.
Yeah, I mean, like nowadays, when I was Sarah's age, 15, I might not even be at the house right now. 10, right. 30 at night.
For sure. Be at my friend's house. I'd be out riding my bike.
Yeah, exactly. Riding your bike in the dark, no light on it.
Yeah, totally.
Black clothing, dancing t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Jet black hair.
Yeah. Yep.
You're up. Go ahead.
I'm not. I just played Morrissey.
Yeah.
You just play Queen.
Yeah, I play Queen.
You're right. All right. I'm going to go super, super obvious again, and I'm going to play Culture Club. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
It's not on my list.
Also, how is that not? What is wrong with you?
I could have been.
These are so obvious.
Did you guys ever get to that Culture Club concert?
No, it never got rescheduled.
Never happened. Okay.
Mm-mm. I mean, y'all know. Y'all know this song. Y'all know it. Yeah. That was like the first one on the list.
Boy George is flamboyant. Isn't he? Have you ever seen that guy?
I call him Flamboyant George.
Yeah.
Kyle, we're going to... I'm going to change my order up here. I'm going to go... Last time April was here, I played some Journey. I played some Steve Augeri Journey.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I'm going to play... Steve Perry solo.
All right.
This is a demo, but it's actually officially released demo. And this is the demo that got him the job singing for Journey. And the song is called If You Need Me, Call Me. So this is a very young Steve Perry, 1977.
I didn't know he put out stuff pre-Journey.
He didn't. He had a band called the Alien Project.
Okay.
And the Journey's manager... This Alien Project came across his desk and he listened to it and he's like, I'm taking this singer and he's going to sing for Journey.
Okay.
It's just I'm young, not innocent. Ooh, perhaps there's space to grow. I've learned from you and I thank you a lot. But it's all a while.
It's a demo, so you know he wasn't piecing that together line by line.
Right.
Steve Perry was singing it. I feel bad for the Alien Project.
I do too for naming the band that. That is the worst band I've ever heard.
Speaking of Alien Project, are you an X-Files person?
Not in the slightest bit.
Yeah. The truth's out there. It's terrible.
Like, I'm not interested in finding it. I gotta tell you that. I don't like aliens. Don't care about them. No thank you, aliens. All right.
Did you ever watch Bloodline on Netflix?
No. Many people told me to watch it, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'll be creeped out by it. I'm so easily scared. I don't think I'll be able to handle it.
I think it's a scary show. It's not a scary show.
But like...
I watched a few episodes. Yeah, it wasn't too scary.
It's got scary.
All right. We'll see.
What are you scared of?
Everything.
Kyle Chandler's acting?
No.
Or lack thereof?
But I heard that it was like... It's not a supernatural
thing.
No, it's
not.
It's like murders and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away.
Did you watch Making a Murderer?
Yeah. But that's different. I'm scared of fake things, not real things.
That's weird.
I'm scared of like ghosts.
You should be scared of real things.
I know. That's what my mom always tells me. For real. Like, because I travel all the time alone and my mom's like, you're not afraid of like getting raped in an alley, but you're afraid of like ghosts in your apartment. And I'm like, yeah. Like, she's just super like, you need to be more afraid of real things that can really happen to you.
What about, did you see that new movie coming out, Civil War Ghosts?
I'm going to have nightmares if you joke like that. Like, no.
You know
I can't
who,
hang with that at all.
You know what show you should avoid if you don't like Civil War Ghosts? You should stay away from Funky Phantom.
What? Is that real? Did you just make that up?
That's a real thing.
That's not a real show.
Yes.
Yes. It was made in the same time when they were like...
I think we've talked about this a million times on the show.
Scooby-Doo was like a very popular cartoon and they're like, let's make Jabberjaw, let's make Speed Buggy.
Goober and the Ghost Chasers.
Goober and the Ghost Chasers, which is a complete ripoff. And then they also made... Funky Phantom. He was a phantom. He was like a Revolutionary War ghost.
Ghost.
He
is a cat who's also a ghost.
Yeah. Who can turn invisible and like trip people.
Yeah.
And he
funky
has a tri-
and Funky
hat.
Phantom's a ghost, but he's actually, he's scared of ghosts.
Yeah, he's a ghost that is scared of ghosts.
I don't blame him.
And he comes out of
he
a grandfather
clock. He sounds very reasonable.
I love the theme song, too. We found a friend, friend, friend in Funky Phantom.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll, and what is it? Will something, something, when you need a most. You should find that on YouTube while we play April's next song.
Yeah, my next song, Deal With It, Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. Also, legit one of my favorite songs of all time. This is a great pop song.
You go Backstreet Boys over NSYNC? NSYNC, Justy T.
Justy T, that's why that pushes me over the edge. And I actually saw NSYNC live in their heyday, and it was rad. But I don't know. I love the Backstreet Boys.
The only thing that brings NSYNC down is that Chris Kirkpatrick.
He's terrible.
He's a troll.
He is terrible.
He's like, but he lives in the Shire.
I got to go Backstreet Boys on this. I got to go Backstreet Boys. If you ask me for real,
you
got to
choose one.
Boys,
you
get BSB.
Wow. Well, bye, bye, bye.
That's
NSYNC.
That's NSYNC. You're so dumb.
I go with NSYNC.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, this is the biggest hit out of all of them combined.
Oh, jeez. I do like this song.
Because it's a great song. There's zero sarcasm in that.
Desire, I don't like that Nick Carter, though.
He's my favorite! Nick Carter's totally my favorite!
He seems like a faux bad boy.
You're the worst. He's a real bad boy. That way, but we
are two worlds apart. If you replace Nick Carter with Chris Hardwick, then I like it.
Well, see, now that's a Sophie's choice right there. Don't do that to me. You say that I want. Tell me why.
Your singing is definitely on par with mine.
Oh, it's terrible. I know it's terrible.
We would close down karaoke.
I have Funky Phantom.
You found Funky Phantom? Okay.
They're in a rainstorm. Soaking wet and lost out in a storm. Oh, God.
Oh, it's okay. He went inside a spooky house hoping to get warm. A dusty clock said half past six. We knew that it was wrong. When we set the hands at 12, the clock began to bark. I have never heard of that in my life.
It's a Funky Phantom.
Who says that? The spirit of 1776,
even at your service. Why was he funky, though? Like, did he dance? We found a friend, friend, friend in Funky Phantom.
He'll pop right in just when you need him most. He'll pop right in. And boo will too, and you can't do without him. Oh, that's the cat's boo. The cat and the Funky Phantom ghost.
It's Funky Phantom time. I just am curious as to what makes him funky.
I don't know.
I think it's because it was made in the 70s. And yeah. Like, what's...
That's...
That, and everything was just funky.
I think when they pitched it, they said, this guy's Funky Phantom. So they just... Like, when the kids say, hey, it's a Funky Phantom. It's so stupid.
I might have to check this out when
car,
I get home.
The car they ride in is Speed Buggy.
It's Speed Buggy. Yeah, they just took the eyes off of Speed Buggy. Took away his ability to speak, like most dune buggies can.
Here, I'll show you a picture. That's what.
There's what. That's what Funky Phantom looks
oh,
like.
Oh right, okay.
And the cat's boo.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking the worst.
Why didn't they spell funky with a PH? Come on, missed opportunity.
Yeah. Or Phantom with an F.
Right. Either way, I'm on board with the alliteration. I mean, come on.
There's got to be a porn parody that's Fucky Phantom, right?
Yeah.
I was just
gonna
say they
up.
Fucked up. Yeah, don't look that
do
up.
Do not look that up.
All right, you know who's in that probably, Huey Lewis, because he's got the equipment.
He's got that dong!
This is, my next song is from a former guest of the show, Ricky Warwick. He's the lead singer of Black Star Riders. He also sings for the touring version of Thin Lizzy. This is from his 2005 solo album called Love Many, Trust Few. And this is Anybody Wanna Waste Some Time. It's kind of funny, just tell me when you want me to laugh. Alright, so I'm spending all my money and smiling like a photograph. Coming in and freaking out, maybe I should stay it out, or maybe I should do it again. Rolling in and blacking out, waking up and making out. I don't wanna hear it, I don't wanna hear it. Does anybody wanna waste some time? Does anybody wanna dream? His voice doesn't sound like how he looks. Because what do I always say about him? When you see him, he looks like what?
He looks like someone's going to fight you.
He's going to fight you and kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he just like a big beefy dude or something?
No, he's just like, all...
He looks mean. He's looks a really mean, nice guy.
He's super nice. Like, he gave us hugs and everything. He's really nice, but he looks mean. A lot of tats.
Right.
He just looks mean.
But he changed your mind.
He's an Irish dude.
He's an Irish dude, too.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go with the Beastie Boys. So what you want? That's how it goes, everybody. That I remember how MCA is dead.
Yeah, Rock and Peace MCA.
Crazy, dude.
And those guys don't want to make any music just together, as not call themselves the Beastie Boys either, I guess. I guess they don't want to make, do they?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
I'm at your house at a time. Dana Gould literally just texted me and said Mike Mills is at the Improv, which is at the end of my street. You
but
dick.
You've been to Mike Mills' house as when you were a child.
Still. Anyway, sorry. I've just got that text. So Mike Mills is in town, everybody.
He lives here, doesn't he?
I think so. I think part time. He still lives in Athens sometimes.
I've seen him at the Troubadour. Yeah, that's right. I saw him. So so if you were at home right now, you'd bop right over there?
Of course. Without question.
And what would you do?
Be like, "Hey dude, what's up?"
And he'd go, "Oh no, it's that girl."
It's that girl who showed up to my house.
Well, no, because Dana's there, so it's like Dana is my friend.
Is Dana friends with Mike Mills?
Mike Mills follows me on Twitter and stuff. Like, we've talked on Twitter. I'm not like a total loser.
Tweet at him. Stay at the Improv. Be right there.
Stay at
the Improv. Coming.
I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea about what would happen post Improv.
Is he a single dude?
I think so.
Does he still have braces? He had braces for a while.
I don't think he ever had braces. He never had braces when he was an REM. He just has gnarly teeth.
I think he had braces. You type Kyle Mike Mills braces. What if it comes up? What if it comes up and he's
got polio? He's got leg braces.
It auto corrected and said, "Do you mean Mike Mills bass?"
No,
I don't. He didn't have braces.
It doesn't look like he did.
He does. He had braces.
Top hit picture of Mike Wazowski.
Mm. I'm asking how long he'll be there. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Don't get in an accident driving over there.
I'll be fine. It's not Michael Stipe. I won't get in an accident.
What if it was Mike? Who would have to be there to, you would say?
Stipe's my number one of all time.
So Stipe was there, you'd have to go right now.
I'd leave right now.
I've met
Michael Stipe a bunch, but so what? Like, I would just be like, peace out, dudes.
Is he going to make a solo album?
I don't think so.
The white Stipes.
Patton Oswalt tweeted that.
Oh, really?
Patton Oswalt was like, why isn't somebody in a, I forget the way it was phrased, but it was basically like an REM cover band that dresses in red and white called the White Stipes, which I was like, I'd be the first in line to buy tickets to that.
Or Jack White and Michael Stipe do an album and call it the White Stipe.
Dude, I would buy that too. Anything he does. Yeah. I don't think that he's really, I don't know. He doesn't like need money or anything. I don't know.
No, but don't you think he's still a creative? He needs an outlet for his music?
Is he kind of cranky?
He's not cranky. He's very quiet and intense. He's one of those people where it's like, you have to get really, I mean, he's like, when I met him, he was like, "Hi, April, it's nice to meet you." And he has such a deep voice, such a deep speaking voice. And I had to get like really close to hear him, which I didn't mind.
Maybe that's his trick. Maybe that's how he gets the ladies close.
Look, dude, the ladies that he loves so much.
Yeah.
Also,
what?
Let's fucking...
Wait a minute.
Cool
what?
Michael.
What?
Listen, now we know that I have something to do. Let's... What's your song? Let's go.
I just added a bunch to my list.
Oh, cool.
Didn't I just play a song?
Yeah, yeah.
I just played Beastie Boys.
Oh, that's right.
Cheers.
Okay, let's hear something from 1980 from The Knack. This is I Want Ya. Not you, ya.
Slow things down. Not slow things down, but this guy's voice is the opposite of that guy's voice. The magnetic fields.
Oh, wait. I just got a text. That's from Dana Gould.
Nope.
Oh, geez. Rock in peace, Mike Mills.
That is... What if that happens before this comes out?
I thought you were just going to say Mike Mills left.
What if that... You're gonna,
oh, he did.
Yeah, this mortal coil.
Left the planet.
You're going to feel bad if that happens before this drops.
Well, look, I would feel bad.
You can predict the future.
That's right. Psychic.
All right. This is the magnetic field. This is called I Don't Want to Get Over You.
I guess I could take a sleeping pill and sleep back well and not have to go through what I go through. I guess I should take Prozac right and just smile all night at somebody new. Somebody not too bright but sweet and kind who would try to get you off my mind. I could leave this head.
And who was that again?
Magnetic Fields.
That's a nice song.
Hmm?
He kind of sings like he's Frankenstein, though.
Yeah, I didn't like them at first. My friend Millie was like way into them, and I was friends with this guy PJ when I was in college, who was like, they're his favorite band of all time.
Who's your friend?
My friend, this guy PJ in Atlanta. But at first I was like, I hate that. And then I kind of, because yeah, his voice is so insanely deep and intense, but I warmed up to it.
I wonder what his speaking voice is like.
I don't know. He's a little tiny dude. Like he also doesn't look like his voice at all.
That's always strange to me.
Yeah. I don't know what his, I can't remember if I've ever heard him talk, but if you saw him, you would definitely not be like, I bet that guy's a really deep singing voice, like at all. Yeah.
I only have one more and then we're going to let you play it out.
All right, cool.
Thanks again for driving all the way out here.
Oh, no worries. That's not that as big of a deal as I made out.
We're in Santa Barbara. And, appreciate it.
No problem.
We'll be back at the studio next time. I do like the sound in this room, though. The sound in this room is like
a cool room,
warm,
for sure.
Warm sound. It's got a warm sound. You staying overnight tonight, Kyle?
Nope. I'm going down to see Mike Mills.
Oh, you should.
Is what I'm going to do. So let's fucking
see if his retainers, if he's wearing his retainer tonight. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You're at Kyle.SomeFunny.
Yep.
You're at AP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Pat_Francis. We are at Rock Solid Show. Read Andrew Rich's show notes and call us on the hotline. What's the hotline number, Kyle?
330-81 rocks.
Yeah. We're going to try to play more calls. I wanted to do some tonight, but then it just got away from me. Mm-hmm. So my last song, and then April will play us out, is The Kinks, and it's the song from 1965. It's in mono. It's called I Need You.
Down and you'll hear me cry.
So what are you going to tag on top of that?
What are you gonna do? I'm going to chill us right out. I'm going to do a double dose of Morrissey, close it out with the Smiths. Please, please, please let me get what I want.
Oh, this is a great tune.
Yeah.
Does someone else sing this also? Is there another version of this
out
there?
There's been a ton of covers, for sure.
All right. Thanks.
Kyle, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kyle, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Kyle.
Good times for a change.
Kyle.
See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time.